You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, commentators and industry voices have been raising the alarm about the state of our public health service. While thousands of nurses strike for better conditions, one facet of this is concerns over inadequate nurse staffing, compounded by the underhiring of nurse graduates. Leaks from Health New Zealand last week show reforms that will ensure nurse graduates are offered some work, but they will also be offered fewer hours of support and training. Dr. Sue Adams, a senior lecturer of nursing specialising in developing the nursing workforce, has called Health New Zealand's move wrong-footed. I spoke to Dr. Adams to discuss the implications of these reforms, the state of the public health system as a whole, and the silencing of nurses raising concerns. Could you outline for our listeners your professional interest in the nurse workforce?
Yes, indeed. I've been a nurse now for nearly 40 years and have been focused and interested in the development of our nursing workforce. I've taught at undergraduate, I've taught postgraduate, and of course I've worked many years as a clinical nurse.
Recently we've seen commentators sounding alarms while nurses take rolling strikes for better pay and safer staffing. In your view, what is the current state of the nurse workforce and the public healthcare system at large?
The nursing workforce has been under incredible pressure for the past many years, really. We know there's been a chronic underfunding of the health service, and now we're seeing nurses really struggling. For just about half of all our nurses to come out on strike really tells us something. And the ones I've met with recently, actually the thing they are most concerned about is the number of nurses they have to do the work that is required to keep patients safe.
There have been concerns raised that over half of recent nurse graduates have been turned down from roles within the public system. What are the implications for this for the nurse workforce?
We've had this shortage of nurses. There's a shortage of nurses worldwide. Now, in New Zealand, this year we're training approximately 2,150 are expecting to register as nurses this year, which is small compared to our overall workforce of about 75,000. Now, we also know those nurses have not been given job, and that was about 50% last year, and again, about half failed to get jobs earlier this year.
In connection with this, the government has proposed changes ostensibly to address the concerns of underhiring these nurse graduates. This includes promises to employ all new graduate nurses in some capacity, but full-time work is not a part of this commitment. Do you see this as an adequate correction, and what else could be done?
Yeah. But sadly, this is not an adequate solution. Firstly, nurses trained in New Zealand have been through a Bachelor of Nursing program. Many will have student loans, which may be up to 45,000. To bring them on working just three shifts a week is not going to be sustainable for them. So Health New Zealand have changed our the Nurse Entry to Practice program, which we've had running for 20 years. And as always, there are times to change and progress programs. But what we're seeing is that this is a reduction. So it's a reduction in the hours that are supported. It's a reduction in study leave for those new graduate nurses. And there's a reduction in nurse educators, because one of the actions Health New Zealand took was to not replace nurses who are not in frontline positions, i.e. not working directly on the wards with patients. So again, the experience, we're seeing a loss of some experienced nurses and replacement with new graduates. We welcome new graduates, but we absolutely need to have the supports in place to ensure they are successful.
Just digging into the changes in the sort of the training provided and support provided to graduate nurses, what are the key changes happening in that space?
The key changes proposed are that instead of new graduate nurses being supernumerary, so not counted as part of the staffing on a ward, so previously there was a six-week period where they were supernumerary. That is gone now, and instead they are going to have some hours where they are sharing a clinical load with another nurse. So it means these new graduate nurses will be firstly counted in the staffing allocation from day one, and secondly, depending on available staff, may or may not be sharing the patient load with another experienced member of staff. And that is a worry. That is a concern, both in terms of supporting those new graduates to come into and thrive and flourish in an environment, and also it is a concern to patient safety, because there's a lack of acknowledgement of the importance of experienced nursing.
Taken the commitment to employ nurse graduates, but the limiting of the number of hours they might be offered, and then sort of considering them part of the staffing right away, do you feel like this might be an effort to make the numbers look better?
I would be fairly certain that part of the intent is to improve how the numbers look. We've seen several efforts by Health New Zealand to withhold information or take it out of public sites. So we've had the recent Ombudsman report, which found that Health New Zealand had failed to release information about staffing shortages. We know that adverse events used to be publicly available, but are no longer publicly available. So there's data that is not so readily available to the public eye to make some of these decisions. And that is also really frustrating nurses at the moment. The other thing in that context is the lack of voice that nurses can have to speak out and raise concerns about what is happening in their own environment. There is a level of silencing that is going on at this moment in time. And so all in all, we've got a level of mistrust between Health New Zealand and the nurses.
Zoning in on that sense of silencing, do you feel like that is a sort of institutionally baked in, or do you feel like that's coming from Health New Zealand?
So I'll tell you what somebody said to me. Health New Zealand has a policy aligned with the Public Service Commission standards of integrity and conduct that prevents employees making statements that criticise the government and or government policy.
It certainly seems like it would hamstring nurses' ability to have a voice and to speak out when there are issues going on.
So I do think at the moment and on our current political climate, nurses are not being supported to speak out and to raise concerns. And this is a really critical component of health services, where we do need this openness to ensure that patient safety is maintained. It's dangerous when we prohibit people from speaking out. And I think that, again, is probably why we've seen such a large number of nurses take strike action. Nurses don't take strike action lightly. They are really deeply concerned about what is happening within their sector.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Sue Adams.
A pleasure.
That was Senior Lecturer of Nursing at the University of Auckland, Dr. Sue Adams, talking to us about the state of the nurse workforce and new reforms being put in place by Health New Zealand, Te Whatu Ora. If you want to hear more about this from Dr. Adams, you can catch her article, Proposal to Cut Grad Nurses' Hours and Training is Wrong-Footed, on Newsroom. And if you want to read more about the systemic silencing of voices in the health system, I want to shout out Dr. Renee Liang's column in North and South and their piece, The Inconvenient Truth is Doctors Speaking Out.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.